We praise Allah, the Almighty. We seek refuge with Allah from the weakness of ourselves. My beloved brothers and sisters, in this blessed month of Ramadan, I want to remind you today especially that whomever Allah guides is guided aright. You who were fasting in this month, you left food for Allah's sake, you're guided aright. You left water for Allah's sake. Some people can't stop drinking beer, alcohol, wine, whiskey. But you left water for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of you brothers have left your wives during the daylight hour for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are men out there who cannot leave the prostitutes alone. But you deprive yourself of your life only for the pleasure of Allah. And really no one knows if you're fasting but Allah. I don't know. Maybe every one of us is fasting. And maybe none of us are fasting. We don't know. Allah knows. And those who fast for Him, may Allah reward them. But how many millions, millions, billions of people who don't fast for Allah because they're not guided? And they think you're foolish. Because you're the foolish people. But Allah knows you are the people, alhamdulillah, that are guided aright. And no matter how much you try to show them, some of them, they just can't see. We ask Allah, the Almighty, to bless our beloved Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And remember, every time you hear the name of our beloved Messenger and you say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace and blessings be upon him, Allah gives you 10 blessings. And the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam called the miser, the greedy person, the one who when his name is mentioned, they don't invoke prayer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah. And we spare none except Allah. Even the agents, FBI and CIA, who would come to visit us in the guise of Muslims, we don't spare them. We spare only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We depend on Him. We believe in Him. We trust Him. And we ask Allah the Almighty, we believe in the power of the dua, and we ask Allah to bless the great family of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of them, Aisha and Khadija, all of them, and to bless the great companions, especially the Khalifa, who carried these teachings on and on and on until 1995, over a billion Muslims around the world, bi-iznillah. We ask Allah to bless all of those great Sahaba who established the deen along with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, today I'm going to try to answer the question, if I may, in a short time, who are the real terrorists? Who are the real terrorists? Everybody want to point the finger at the Muslims. Terrorists. An individual Muslim. Terrorists. But who are the real terrorists? By now you've heard talk of a list. name. But a link to perhaps terrorism. And maybe you've heard that the name Imam Siraj Wahaj, along with 171 others, are listed by the government of the United States, specifically the FBI. If you didn't hear it, let me tell you now. In a memo dated February 2nd, 1995, from Mary Jo White, United States Attorney, and she sent this memo to all of the counsels of the attorneys in this case against Sheikh Omar Abdul Rahman and the other co-defendants accused of seditious conspiracy to wage war against the United States of America. This is a memo that the FBI released to the public. It says, and I quote, to all counsels of record concerning the United States versus Omar Ahmed Ali Abdul Rahman at all, meaning all of them. Ladies and gentlemen, enclosed is a list of unindicted persons. Unindicted persons who may have be alleged. You have to listen to the words. This is the FBI. This is the government of the United States of America. Enclosed is a list of unindicted. Now, brothers and sisters, I want Brother Muhammad, Brother Usman, and others, when this khutbah is over, in the various language, I want you to explain to the people what I said today is that important. In French, and in the Arabic language, and Bengali, and Urdu. I want everyone who here today to make sure that you understand these words. If you don't understand English, inshallah, when it's over, the various brothers will get in the masjid in the section and give you a general translation of what I'm saying. Is that important? Unindicted means that you have not been charged with a crime. When a person is indicted, that means they're charged with a crime. Unindicted means they have not been charged with a crime. Enclosed is a list of unindicted persons who may be alleged. When you allege something, then there's no fact necessarily. You just make a charge. And maybe mean that you're not, but maybe. Unindicted, uncharged, maybe. Based on what? They don't say. Who may be alleged as co-conspirator. What do you mean co-conspirator? To conspire to blow up buildings in America, to blow up bridges and tunnels. You now want to put on the list 172 Muslims who, unindicted, may be alleged as co-conspirators. The list is not exhaustive, meaning that there may be more people out there to add to this list. I say to the government, stop playing games and just put the whole 6 million Muslims in America on the list. Because that's what you intend to do. This list of 172 is not exhaustive. And as is always the case, the government's investigation is continuing. Who's on the list? Many of our leaders are on the list. Imams are on the list. All Muslims, respected Muslims on the list, Muslim activists on the list, dead people on the list. And the final insult, the Sudanese mission to the United Nations is also on the list. Say, man, so that's why you're getting so upset. It's nothing. You think it's nothing? Pick up Tuesday's New York Newsday. Heading, Wall Street terror threat. The clock is ticking. Authorities cite credible tip about Muslim extremists. Turn to page A6. Authorities cite credible tip about Muslim extremists. Turn to page A6. You turn to page A6. And who do you see? Imam Faraj Rahad. M.P. Mahdi. Then the headline, Terrorist List. What terrorist list? Uninvited persons who may be alleged. Now terrorist list. Now this becomes a terrorist list. Why? Because the government intends it to be. But the question is, what is the motive? Brothers and sisters, let me tell you one thing. I warn you, brothers and sisters, as Muslims, the key to our success is forever to stay in the Quran and to stay in the authentic traditions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everything that happens to us, go back to the Quran. What does Allah say? What does the Messenger say? And you will uncover all of the plots of the enemies of Islam. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا All you who believe, Allah is speaking to the believers. إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا If any fasik, a lying person, a wicked person, unreliable person, comes at you with any nada, news, do what? Investigate. Check it out. Ascertain the facts. Why? And to see will come and be jahalatin unless you hurt somebody unknowingly. Then be full of regret for what you have done. What do you mean? Isn't it a shame? In Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and I quote, وَلَكِنَ الْبَيْنَةُ عَلَى الْمُدَّعِينَ وَيَمِينَ عَلَى مَنْ أَنْكَرَ I gave this quote about a month ago. The burden of proof is on the one who makes the accusation. If you accuse, you don't have to open up your mouth. The one who accuses, you have to open up his mouth and prove what he's saying. That's the law in Islam, and that's the law in the American government. But isn't it interesting? O.J. Simpson has been charged with murder, and he doesn't have to testify. I and 171 other Muslims have not been charged, and now we have to go around the country defending ourselves. Didn't even charge us with anything. No crime. Just a hint. Because a hint is all that is necessary to do their job, their motive. What's the motive? What's the plan? Why are these people on the list? Why does Sudanese mission to the United Nations? Why Sudan? Why you continue to pick on Sudan? Why is it? You are a real terrorist. Last night I gave a lecture at the University of Syracuse. We had a press conference there talking about the same stuff. And the students asked me, Imam Siraj, Muslims in America, friend or foe? Muslims in America, friends or enemies? Friends or foe? Awliya, Adua. Awliya, friends or foes? Friends or enemies? I ask the American people, I ask President Clinton, I ask the FBI, I ask the CIA, Allah, friend or foe? Is Allah your friend or he's your enemy? Are you the friend of Allah or are you the enemy of Allah? Jesus, friend or foe? When Jesus came to the people, was he a friend of the people or foe? Some people were good that Jesus came. Others tried to kill him and boasted that they killed him. Why do you kill the prophets of Allah? Friend or foe? Moses, friend or foe? Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, friend or foe? There is your answer, Muslims in America. Friend or foe? We are friends of those who love Allah and enemies of those who hate Allah. What's the motive? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam understands the nature of people. He understands the nature of people. And he demonstrated that understanding. One day, 1400 years ago, during the sacred month of Ramadan, just like we are now, during the last 10 days, the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam was in the masjid in Ithaqah, in seclusion. The Messenger of Allah in the city of Medina and his wife Safiya radiallahu anha came to visit him. And after visiting the Messenger of Allah, he decided to walk his wife home at night. And two Ansar Muslims passed him by. And when they saw the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, walking with a woman, they hurried by. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam stopped them and said, "Hadhihi Safiya, this is my wife Safiya radiallahu anha." And they said, "Subhanallah, as if Ya Rasulullah, we don't suspect you of anything." But yet the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us that Shaitan goes in the mind of a human being like blood circulates body. And I was afraid lest Shaitan tell you some evil suggestion. We see a brother walking down the street late at night. Brother, and he's walking with a sister. Astaghfirullah, who's that sister that brother walking with? That brother alone with that sister. Who's that sister? Who's that brother? I would be lying. Because people are suspicious. Man goes, he passes a store. He's in desperate need to make a phone call. No phones are around. The only thing, a bar. He runs in the bar to make a phone call. A Muslim sees him. A'udhu billah, astaghfirullah. Because he's suspicious. That's how we are. This list, the government knows what it's doing. Let me say this to you, brothers and sisters. Never forget it. Many of us don't understand the art of war. Science of war. One of the basic principles in the science of war, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us 1400 years ago, out of the mouth of the Sahaba, that whenever there was a ghazwa, a battle, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam always went in the opposite direction than the direction he intended. Illa ghazwatul Tabuk, except for the ghazwa of Tabuk. Other ones, the Prophet went different places. Why? Because you don't want to tip your hand. You don't want to telegraph what you're doing. If you're wise, if you're a general, you don't always tell your enemies what you plan to do. Now let me tell you this, brothers and sisters, in my conclusion. Don't be silly. The FBI are highly sophisticated, highly skillful, highly trained people, and they know exactly what they're doing. Before they do it, they plan it. Sometimes
is they have a plan to attack a building. They may build a direct, exact duplicate, a replica of that building, and then they attack it, and they plan and they rehearse over and over and over again. They're sophisticated. They have psychologists of the highest thinking. They understand the movement of people. They understand the reaction of people. They understand false propaganda. They know all of this.
Let me tell you something about the FBI and any law enforcement agency in this country. One thing they never do, they never telegraph what they're going to do.
We learned in basketball, sports, our coach taught us that when a man goes and fakes, don't go for the fake. And if you're boxing, and if someone telegraphs their move, if he throws his left hand out, look for the right hand. Because that's what they do to throw you off, to fake you. This is a fake, but what is it intended to do? This is a fake. It's to get you to go one way, and they really want to come another way. But what's the plan? What's the trick?
My brothers and sisters, I'll be honest with you as I sit down. I would be lying to you if I say I know exactly what their plan is. Because I don't receive revelation from Allah. That stopped 1,400 years ago. The best thing I can do is read Quran, read Sunnah, see what they do, study history, and make a reasonable guess. Two things. Number one, despite what you may think about the Imam of this masjid, he's one of the most well-traveled Imams in America and around the world. Well known everywhere. In fact, I dare say that these khutbahs that we give here circulated around the world. You may not believe it. Hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions. Allahu Alam. People tell me, I'll take you in every major country in the world. Allahu Alam. If that's Allah's doing, Allah allowed it to happen. But yet, the popularity of a person, a personality, we must damage the credibility of said people on the list. One of them being Imam Faraj Wahad. Why? Too effective. Too many people invite him. Some brothers in this community complain, Imam Faraj, you're going all the time, you're going, you're going, you're going to the city, going to the state, going to this country, you're going. What am I doing? I'm talking to who? Talking to Muslims and non-Muslims. People coming into the deen all over. You can't see it. It's okay. But they see it. And they understand effectiveness. They understand how effective you are more than you understand your own effectiveness. Why? They hate influential people. Study the history. Study the FBI. Study the CIA. They murder people. It's documented. Study how they try to discredit organizations. Discredit Martin Luther King. Discredit Malcolm X and Hajime Sabal. Discredit groups that are trying just to get their rights.
So now, what happened? A charge, not even a charge, an innuendo. Unindicted, may be alleged.
Imam Faraj is a terrorist. Imam Faraj, I'm sorry, we were going to invite you, but we can't invite you now. We think maybe next year.
Because people are afraid, Muslims even afraid.
I don't want to see, you know, I don't want no controversy. I just want to be in America. I just want to be a part of dreams. I just want to get a green card. I just want to get citizenship. I just don't want to be bothered. I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to be involved. So people now stop coming to masjid because they're afraid now. Because the cloud of suspicion is over some people.
Now, they intend the effectiveness of these people on the list to be diminished.
Sudan,
great mighty nation. May Allah bless Sudan. May Allah bless the Sudan. The government wants to separate the Sudanese government from support of Muslims around the world and from economic development. Sudan has the capability of feeding the entire Muslim world. Sudan needs one thing and one thing only. It needs the investments of Muslims around the world. And if Muslims would invest in Sudan, Sudan would be the breadbasket of the Muslim world. Sudan would be a leader in the Muslim world. These are people who want to establish the Sharia, establish Quran and Sunnah. They want to establish the religion and therefore hate it by the government of the United States of America. And I'll tell you why. Don't be naive. Imam Siraj, why are you doing